I guess I'm good at that. I'd like to say I want to thank Almighty God for giving us the opportunity, especially giving me another chance to speak of His golden words. I'd like to thank all our visitors today that we have, that you've always been and always will be our honored guest. And like I always say when I get up here, if our guests, if you feel like we haven't made you feel at home or comfortable, then we will get back in the Bible and we will find the reasons why we're not doing what said the Lord. I'd like to take time out to mention that there's others in our congregation not with us today. And my prayers and your prayers that they will get better and that things will always be pleasing and acceptable to your sight as we are here. That's a beautiful song, Have Thy Own Way. And in Matthew chapter 17, in verse 5, but a few verses before that, in verse 3, and behold, there appeareth unto Moses and to Elijah talking with him and Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, one for Elijah. While he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. And as we look at this song, and the song talks about, I am the potter. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. Whose will? God's will. Have thy own way. In this short scripture, it's talking about authority. And whose authority? And as we read this song and it talks about the different things, search me, try me, Master today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now. As in thy presence, humbly I bow. Have thy own way. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. Open up your ears and listen to what God has to say. God told you to hear ye him. As you know, in this world today, we have always having individuals feeling that they know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and how to say it. It just doesn't happen that way. Especially when you're following God in His way. And we find in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 17, you hear God saying, also again He said, in whom I'm well pleased. In Matthew chapter 17 and 5, as we just read, hear ye him. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 17, in whom I am well pleased. In Luke chapter 3 in verse 22, "Thou art my beloved Son, in thee I am well pleased." That's why God said, "Hear ye him, because I'm well pleased." And we're going to look at some human beings, that God was pleased with. God is pleased with us today by not forsaking the assembly ourselves together as some men do. He's pleased with us. In Hebrews chapter 11, in the verses, verse 5, by faith, but if we turn up to look up at the front of the page, and now faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. And for us to strive after something that we haven't never seen, but we have hope, God is pleased. And in verse 5, by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God has translated him before his translation. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Verse 6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And we see what pleased God. He says, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, preparing the ark and saving his house, by which he condemned the world and became heirs of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should have already received an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whether he went. Hear ye him, who I'm well pleased. And these are several individuals here that, in faith, they believed. In hope, they done. They made a movement, an action towards doing the things that God asked them to do. And to show that they were well pleased and that God was pleased with them. Because they were marked in the book, written in the book. Because they believed. Because they had hope. And by faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandments concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months with his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandments. Doing the things that God asked of you. And as we study here the congregation about the Bible in the early days of the church, the Old Testament, I call it the early days, to the present days. The promises made to the Isaac and to Jacob. You could see how through their faith, knowing, sojourning through treacherous lands and mountains and hills and valleys and dangers, they continued so. We talked about through the faith in verse 28. Through faith, he kept the Passover. And the sprinkling of blood, he that did scourge the firstborn should touch them. By faith, they passed through the Red Sea by dry land with the Egyptians, saying to them, "We're drowned." By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down, that they were compressed about 7 days. By faith, the harlot Rahab perished not with them that believed not, when she had received the spies with peace. But I say, or can I say, am I well pleasing to God? Do I continue to do the things that God has asked of me? We see how the great soldiers, women and men, continue to strive to do and to be a great example, to be pleasing to God. I have selected a song of invitation, was "Just As I Am." These people that we talked about in this Bible reading this afternoon, they moved about just like they were. The way they came is the way they were. What you seen is what you got. And as us, as people today, when we stand before God, it's just as we are. This is how we came, and this is the way we will present ourselves. That beautiful song we sung, "Have Thy Own Way, Lord." Are you letting the Lord have His way with us today? Are you studying like He asked you to? Are you seeking, like Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom and His righteousness"? Are you worried more about the worldly things of life? Don't get me wrong, I understand that. As a child, growing up, I had to have a job also. I had to go to school also. But are we taking time out for God? God understands everything that you don't even understand. Because sometimes to myself, I'll say, I wonder why certain things. But as soon as I pick up the book, I get an answer. That's why he tells you, seek his kingdom. How will you know about the kingdom? Through the book. Pick up the book. It won't hurt you. All it's going to do is help you. I have never read anywhere in this book that has hurt me. Might hurt my feelings because I'm not doing the things I should be doing. Because in Acts chapter 2 and verse 37 said they were pricked in their hearts. And they said, men and brother, what shall we do? Repent. He said, change. Make a change. In whom I am well pleased. Is God pleased with me? I'm talking about Brother Washington too. I don't never just preach to the audience. I preach to me. Because it comes through Brother Washington's brain and mind and pencil or pen that I write with first. So I get two helpings. Like I say, when you go out to dinner, you get two. I want two helpings because it was good. Well, sometimes you don't want two helpings because then it's pricked you. But you keep on anyway. And like I always say, young people, you could be somewhere else than being here. And that shows God that you love Him. We're about to sing a song, Just As I Am, Without One Plea. It's a beautiful song. And as we sing, and if you have been a Christian, and you're not walking like you should in the past when you used to pick up the book, and you used to search the scriptures, and you used to be more steadfast and abundant, abounding in the way, and you let the book down because there was other things that were in your way, other things you wanted to see. God said you can come back. You can repent. You can make a change. You can pick that book up and you can search daily. Again, because He's not through with you yet. As long as you can breathe that precious air through your nostrils and you wake up to see another day, He's not through with you yet. He's not through with you yet. And if you haven't been a Christian and you don't know, you have to hear it. You have to believe it. You have to repent. You have to confess it, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Not confessing I've got sins, confessing that He's the Son of God. The things that you believe. Because there's so many out there that says, well, I confess sins. That's not it. You missed the boat. You're confessing about Jesus Christ. That same one that died on that cross for your sins and mine. And be baptized. I hear so many people say, you don't have to be baptized today. You know, my answer is always, well, you pick up this book and you try to find where you don't supposed to be baptized. Because every time you run into it, you run into Acts. And then you run into Mark. Mark puts that seal on it. Because he tells you, hear ye that believeth, heareth and believeth, and is not baptized, shall be damned. Mark puts the seal of approval for baptism. And once you're baptized and once you became a Christian, you got to live right. Yeah, we stumble and we fall. That's why we have this invitation now. It's not got too slick outside, but sometimes you know outside in the snow you kind of slip and fall. When Christianity, sometimes we slip and fall. Sometimes we slip, not even know we slipped until we get picked up. We pick up the book. We find out, whoa, I slipped. I got to get my heart back with God. Because sin is transgression. That's a separation. And you don't want to be separated from the Almighty God. Because that day is coming. That's why I'm here getting ready to introduce you to this invitational song. Because that day is coming. Will I be pleasing? Will I be like the faithful in Hebrews chapter 11? The Hall of Famers. Will I be part of it? Because we slip and we fall. All of us do. Pick the book up and read the book. Don't just read the book. Study the book. And if there's either condition that at this present time you might find yourself in, please pay attention to the book and do what the book says as we stand and sing.
Just as I am.